of dogs and dog sense. I can't for the life of me understand why, after all, some people should be so much hell-bent upon directing their overflowing love on dogs. Have all other human beings died? And why, pray, should they be choosing only Doberman Pinschers, or Alsatians, or Boxers, or Bulldogs, or Greyhounds, or Bull Terriers, or Poodles, or Pekingese, to shower the so-called surfeit of their love on? The very sight of a lady, I doubt if that's the right word, and the lap dog boils my blood. And I tell you, in the fit of my ungovernable temper, I lose sight of what is what, and I can never ever tell you which one is the woman and which one is the dog, and which one is more bitchy. What right, I ask, do they have to chain this beautiful animal, having trained them to perform certain feats like taking a high jump, or retrieving a tennis ball, or a hidden object? They take extreme pride in talking about them to make conversation in their drawing rooms. What is worse, they take this conversation unashamedly to other people's drawing rooms too. My evening yesterday was spoilt thus. We had gone to our in-laws, and I tell you, my in-laws are all honorably lovable and human beings, except perhaps when my F.I.L. chooses to turn to his majestic Alsatian. His fads at the age of 70 plus are cricket, religion and dogs, and I consider myself to be most extremely lucky to have 2/3 of the area of his interest overlapping with mine. You can talk on cricket and religion almost endlessly, and I nearly always manage to play safe within the safe limits. But yesterday evening, all the elements combined to conspire against me. One of my friends, who I must say is extremely good and lovably honorable, visited our empty house with his wife and children. Not finding us there, they made a successful chase to our in-laws. They were greeted with Nimbu Pani and F.I.L. After a brief fatigue communion, I just do not know how my friend and F.I.L. established themselves into talking about their dogs. They were ably assisted by my friend's smart younger son, who seemed to have read everything available on this earth on dogs. I came to know that F.I.L. once possessed two really great ones. He was called Major Saab, and the other one Colonel Saab. And whenever F.I.L. sat in his garden in the evenings with his family, there used to be a special chair for Major Saab, who according to him was more egoistic than the Colonel. If there wasn't one for him, he would quietly make a survey, go to the smallest child and push him out of the chair by his right paw and sit there. I don't remember whatever all my good friend said about his pincher and Alsatian, who they call Phantom and Devil. I don't know how often in my unbearable malaise I threw on them God knows how many of my nasty wintry smiles. All of them went afloat. They were talking of dogs and dog sense.